This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis coming out greeting you again at this time. It's so good to be with you folks. All over the country, the Old Trailblazer is going out day by day, just riding old Dan and kicking up the dust, as it were, and bringing the gospel, bringing the message day by day. You know, you don't hear much gospel today, do you? You hear a lot of claptrap, I call it. Oh, my friend, I was mentioning to one of my friends the other day that you just don't hear our radio preachers and our TV preachers ever talk about the gospel, the grace of God. They don't talk about the blood. They don't talk about being washed in the blood. You know what they talk about mostly? Raising money. Oh, my friend, just follow the money. And I had an old gentleman call me the other day, wanted to know who got the money here at Radio Missions. And I told him the money we get here goes into the treasury to get out the gospel. Radio time and printing press time and paper and ink and salaries for those people. And that the Old Trailblazer doesn't get one penny. Somebody was amazed that I don't get a salary. No, I chose not to take a salary. Many years ago, I've been the pastor here about 15 years, and I never have chosen to take a salary. No, it was the church offered me a salary back there years ago. I said, no, I don't need that. The Lord bless me and give me an income that I could live off of comfortably. So you pray for me. Would you do that? Every penny that goes into the gospel, you send it here. That's where it'll go. Now, we bring you these studies on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we're looking at the faith of Sarah. We didn't come down in there to the faith of Sarah, and let me just get started again. I want to back up and give you a little bit of what we had in our last study. I want you to get this truth. Some of our women who have been fighting this for a long time about different things in the church, would you listen? I want to reiterate what I said in our last study. In the spiritual realm, all inequalities disappear, according to Galatians 3:28. Now turn back there and read it. Galatians 3:28. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ. Now listen. Therefore, listen. Perk up your ears and listen, mother. Lay down your pots and pans. Therefore, the believing husband and the believing wife are heirs together of the same grace of life. They stand on the same equal ground before God. Now, let me repeat that. In the official capacity, the woman is to be silent in the church, not permitted to teach, nor to usurp authority over anyone, and to be in subjection to her husband. But in the spiritual realm, all the inequalities disappear, and therefore the believing husband and the believing wife sitting in the assembly, in the home, anywhere, are heirs together of the grace of life. Therefore, she can partake in the worship, in the reading of scriptures, in witnessing for the Lord, in singing, praying, taking the same position as a man in the assembly from the spiritual viewpoint, in the spiritual realm of the assembly, but not in the official realm. Now, we could spend a lot of time there, and we may go back and visit that again. But in the second place, we see the effect of her faith. We see the effect of her faith. Talking about Sarah. She received strength to conceive. She believed, and she received strength to believe, and she was barren. She was 90 years of age, past the age of giving birth to a child. There was no human possibility, sinner, there is no human possibility for you to ever get to Christ. Did you know that? Humanly speaking, there's no way you can get to Christ. Did you get that? No human possibility. You're beyond all hope. And Sarah, sitting down in that tent, knew that she was beyond all human hope. But God had said to her, at the appointed time, I'll return, and Sarah shall conceive. And she had faith to believe, and by faith she received strength to believe. Oh, Dr. Dehan, you remember Dr. Dehan on the radio Bible class? Passed away now and gone on. We have much of his material here. He takes this position that Abraham and Sarah became as young men and women again. Now, we won't go into that this time, but that's the position he takes on it as a doctor and as a student of the scripture, that Abraham, God performed a miracle and performed a miracle with Sarah, and they became a young man and a young woman again. Now, my friend, that's not beyond the possibility of God. No, because after Sarah died, Abraham married again and raised a large family. Something had happened, didn't he? As a result, they believed God. Now, you get this. You will not believe God. Some of you folks who hear me, not saved, you won't believe the Lord. Maybe you're on some kind of a profession, thinking that all you need to do is shake the preacher's hand. You won't believe the Lord. No, you won't believe it. This morning or tonight, how we need to face a great fact to live by faith. In Him, based on His Word, first, for our salvation, for your salvation. For second, for your entire spiritual life. In the third place, then, we see the continuance of her faith. She trusted God in actual deliverance or birth of her child. And let's notice here the phrase that Sarah herself. It's not the faith of Abraham here, but the faith of Sarah. How many of us live in the other fellow's light or live upon the other fellow's faith? Now, it's amazing if we just look there. Sarah didn't live on Abraham's faith. It said Sarah herself. You know the Lord don't miss a trick, does he? No, he doesn't miss a time to set everything straight. Sarah herself, that's an individual. It's a personal matter. She was not relying on Abraham's faith, but it was her own faith. She had not borne any children during the customary years of her motherhood. Genesis 41:30 tells us that Sarah was barren. Genesis 16:2, and informs us Sarah was Abraham's wife, bore him no children. In Genesis 17:17 tells us she was 90 years of age. Therefore, she was past childbearing age. Now, I've read in commentaries, here one here and one there, that Sarah, we think of her as an old woman, humpbacked, with much disease and all. But this commentator that I read after, he said that she was probably the most beautiful woman on earth at that time. And that was one of the reasons that she had so much trouble with the people, other people wanting to take her away from Abraham. You remember back there, the king sent and got her? But this man, this commentator, said that he believed she was a very, very pretty woman. And he also went on to say, after Isaac was raised up and Abraham took him up there to Mount Moriah to sacrifice, she knew what was going on. And this man said that he believed that Sarah died while they were on the mountain, that she had actually grieved herself to death because she didn't know, she didn't have faith to believe that Abraham was going to bring Isaac back. Now, I know that's speculation. I know that. But it's good seed thought, isn't it? But this man was very, very intelligent and learned in the scriptures. But listen, in the next place, we see her battling against unbelief. You ever have that problem, my friend? Because it was altogether against nature, altogether against reason for a woman in her circumstances to give birth to a child. As we said, this is brought out clearly in the 18th chapter of Genesis. But in the face of all of this, Sarah's unbelief, she said, by faith. It was said she received faith. By faith, she received strength to conceive. Everything that we get, it's by faith, my friend. By faith. We have prayer meeting on Saturday afternoon here. Our men do get together and the women in another place. One of our men always quotes this verse. He says, "We have not because we ask not." And that thing's been on my heart for months now. We have not because we ask not. And that's why I'm asking you to covet with me to pray for these other radio stations. Anything to get out the gospel, my friend. I ask you, I plead with you, I beg you to help us get out the gospel. Put out these tracts that we have in the places. Folks will let you do that. Take one with you when you check out at the grocery store. Hand the little clerk, say, "Sugar, I'd like you to read this for me." And they'll do it. They'll take it. And they may throw it down. Somebody else will pick it up. But if we don't ask, my friend, if we don't ask, we won't receive. No, we won't. We'll just starve, spiritually starve to death, if we don't ask the Lord for more grace day by day. Did you know the Lord said, He giveth more grace? Paul said His grace is sufficient. You having trouble? You having a hard time right now, my friend? Oh, listen, we go through those times, don't we? The old trailblazer goes through them oftentimes. That's the reason I asked you to pray for me. Don't forget to pray for the old trailblazer. Lord, give him strength. Lord, give him a desire to get out the gospel. Don't let us be a sluggard. You know the Lord hates laziness. The Lord hates laziness like I hate a snake. And the Lord says, "Be up and about my Father's business." And I praise the Lord for my folks. My dad was a hard-working man, and we lived on a farm, and we had to work. Oh, my friend, I see that the tragedy today that our young boys coming up, especially boys, coming home from school, sitting in front of a television, watching a computer, all of those things, maybe watching pornography, all of those things. But we, my brother and I, we only had two of us. And I tell you, when we came in from school, we changed our clothes and we went to the field to work. My dad laid out something for us to do the night before, and we knew what we had to do. And whether it was hoeing corn or chopping cotton or picking up sweet potatoes or doing whatever, plowing the back 40, we did. We had a one-horse farm. And oh, my friend, but I learned a lesson. I learned how to work, and I learned that you have to work. But I see these young men, these young boys coming up. They don't know how to get out of a car. They don't know how to do anything except run around at night, and a lot of them smoking dope and all those things. But, my friend, I told somebody not long ago, my brother and I never got into any trouble because we was too tired at night to go out and run around. We were. My dad wasn't a slave driver, but we had to work, and he worked right alongside of us most of the time. And I cherish those memories more than you can ever understand being there. And then on Saturday evening, we'd knock off, and he'd play marbles with us or shoot marbles or play mumble peg or some of those things that kids did back those days, or go in the woods and hunt muscadines and grapes, climb a tree and shake them out. That's what a boy did back in those days, my friend, and those are good memories. And I wish our boys now had something to do. Most of them don't have anything to do. I saw them in New Orleans there for a year, just hanging out on the street corner to way hours of the night. Now it's kind of dangerous to do that because they come by shooting, killing them, dead on the corner. But, my friend, it's all because no work habits. They had no work habits and got in trouble. That's a study for another time. We'll get into that in our home life one of these days. But the old trailblazers are so encouraged now. The Lord is blessing, and you pray for us. The Lord's blessing. The bookstore is doing well. You remember, we have a bookstore here. If you like, we'll send you a catalog. Or you can look us up online at radiomission.org. And I just ask you again, kindly, pray for the old trailblazer. Help me with the broadcast if you can. And if you can't, I understand. Pray for the work here as we go out day by day, bringing the message every Sunday night, Wednesday night, other night. And remember my website, radiomissions.org, and my mailing address, the old trailblazer, post office box, 1810 Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And if you write me, I'll be glad to send you a catalog of the bookstore and any other material that you'd like. If you write me, let me know. We have those messages on divine healing, true and false, and also that little book on demon possession. So if you would, write me and let me hear from you. Pray for me. Goodbye, and God bless you.